Well, he's right. It is me. Hi, my name is Dr. Roy Morgan. It's very, very good to be with you this Saturday morning. Hopefully, we can accomplish some really good things, and it'll be worth your while to join in this morning and participate. I came across this quote from Plato that I want to read to you. And I looked at when it was written. 427 BC. Listen to this. Strange times are these in which we live, when young and old are taught falsehoods in school, and the person who dares to tell the truth is called a lunatic or a fool. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Dr. Roy.
Hello.
I need to get some help with my new wife.
Well, spell out for me what you're looking for.
Well, she had to go to the emergency room twice since July.
For what reason?
UTI.
Okay.
They gave her antibiotics, IV, both times, and then her PCP gave her antibiotics once in between. Result, bowel trouble.
Oh boy.
Constipation to diarrhea, back and forth, I have tried everything.
Well, let me give you a couple ideas, and I'm just trying to be as helpful as possible. If I can, let me tell you a quick story first. There's one story that a man told me probably 15 years ago that I haven't forgotten. I'll make it quick, but I'll tell you how to solve all this. Number one, he said that when he was maybe a year and a half old, his mother died. He didn't know the reason why she died, but his father, he was a good man. He tried to raise him. But I think about a year and a half later, give or take, the father became very good friends with a woman at church. And they got married, and he told me, this is like a waste of time probably, but he said all the women in church were really upset with him because they felt as if he didn't wait long enough to get remarried, and he didn't grieve long enough. But anyway, the man told me that this woman that his father married took him as her very own son that she gave birth to, and she treated him really well, and he loved her. And I just think that's an amazing story. But he also told me that when she was about maybe 75 years of age, she started to develop dementia where she just couldn't function. And there came a point, and it might have been 5 or 6 years into it, that, I mean, I know you hear stories about people with dementia getting up or going somewhere and they get lost and they can't figure out where home is. But anyway, they put her in a facility and she began to deteriorate horribly. And one of the main problems she had was this continual kidney, urinary tract, UTI, bladder infection from hell that would never go away. And at that point, she was only able to lie in bed and just moan and groan in pain, which I thought to myself, oh my goodness, that's like a different level of misery. Well, they tried all the IV antibiotics, and they did every drug you could think of to stop it, but nothing would stop the bladder infections. And he told me that one day he was visiting her, and I didn't ask if she could comprehend that he was there, but you know, he loved her, and that's all that matters. And so he was there with her, and he saw a doctor walk down the hallway, and I think in desperation he runs out there and grabs him by the collar and says, "Doctor, I need your help with my mom. She's suffering. They've done all this stuff." And this is just the way he presented the story to me. He said the doctor sized her up really quickly and said, "All right, starting right now, we got a new order. No more antibiotics of any kind." And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, are you sure about that? Instead, he recommended that she receive one B12 vitamin injection And I want to say every day for a 2-week period of time. So that's like a total of 14 injections that he ordered. Now, I'm not trying to say to you why he chose to do this or how he chose to do this, but he did. So he took her off all antibiotics, and the son told me that on day 13, she was completely free from infection. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. Well, anyway, let me get to the point that I'm getting here with you. When someone has a urinary tract infection, you don't want that to happen. And so you know that when somebody has dementia, they can't exactly go for a walk around the block just real easily, maybe with encouragement if it's not too severe. And so my first point is, the more sedentary a person is, you're just asking for all this debris and waste to build up, and you're asking for an infection. So one solution is getting up and getting moving. You have to. I think one of the studies that I read years ago showed that when people are laying on their back or they're sitting down all day long, they average about 200 gallons of blood flow through the kidneys every day. Well, at first thought, you're going, that sounds great. Well, normal people like you that get up and move, and this is not meant to be negative, you know that, but when you get up and move, you're probably averaging about 2,000 gallons of blood a day goes through the kidneys. Now, why is this important? Well, your blood is like an ocean of nutrients and oxygen and life force. And the more oxygen you carry through the kidneys and the bladder, guess what? The lowest rate of infection. So where there's low oxygen, you're always going to have infection. And so this story really, really impressed me, so I started to pursue it, and I found out real quick, the human body, especially a woman, when they're low in what's called vitamin B12, they kind of lose their will to get up and go and move and do stuff. They just don't have the motivation. It is so critical for the function of the immune system, like I just illustrated, but also for a human being to have what I would call ambition and drive and motivation. So if you kind of explain to them, this is the problem, we got to get you up and get you moving. Well, if the person doesn't really grasp that and have a way to translate that into, oh, well, why didn't you say so? Let's go for a walk, or let's do this or that. Or if you can't walk, you could get those little bicycle pedals that cost like $40 on Amazon, or maybe you can get them at Academy. But you can start pedaling, but you got to get the blood moving. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, number two of the equation. Story number two. A woman came to see me, and she said, I want to die. And when somebody says that, I try to take it seriously. And she said, here I am. I'm 87 years old. And for the last 4 years, I've been out of the hospital this many times. I've been in the rehab hospital this many times. And I've been in the nursing home this many times. And guess what they were all related to? 4 years of brutal UTIs and kidney infections. Okay? And so she said, I'm sick of it. And I really want to say that over a four-year period, she had been given 66 rounds of antibiotics. I'm not making that up. It's like a number that's just like over the top. I'm going, are you serious? And so what I told her was, and I know this is just another simple point, you cannot overcome a UTI as long as you're putting more sugar in your body than what you need to. And the point is, sugar is what feeds E. coli. E. coli is a type of bacteria. It's probably responsible for maybe, I don't know, 95% of all UTIs, so I kind of pay attention to that also. So she was desperate, and she kind of suggested that she wanted just her life to be over. And I said, would you be willing to try one thing? And she agreed to it. So what I recommended to her, for just a very short season or time frame, is that we did what's called intermittent fasting and also what I would probably call a ketogenic diet. And so we broke it down to, here's your feeding window, 7 hours. So all the food that you're ever going to eat, you eat it in 7 hours. You don't snack out of that. You don't snack before. You just give your body a 7-hour window. But what I was trying to do was, I was trying to explain to her, we have to starve the infection of its primary source of fuel. And she said, how do you do that? Well, I'm going to have you eat a high-fat diet. And so I know you're going to find what I'm going to say very repulsive. I'm just joking. But I forced her against her will to eat a large omelet of 3 eggs with maybe cheese, and I think she put other stuff like bell peppers and lots of onions. And then she just avoided grains and sugar. And so here's what happened. I'll cut to the chase. Now, the other issue that she had was very, very severe diarrhea from a type of infection that they caused called Clostridium difficile. You don't get that by being up and walking and moving. You get it when you get out of the hospital. You'd probably agree with that. And I feel badly for your wife that she's suffering from just horrible bowel problems as a direct result of the antibiotics not going well for her. Well, you know what happened. The antibiotics in your wife killed all the good bacteria probably, and now her gut's just a wreck. Bless her heart. But this woman, when she went back to the nephrologist, you know, the kidney bladder expert, he tested her, and then he came into the room and he said, "You're not going to believe this." He said, "Ma'am, your infection is gone. There's no trace of it." And then the doctor said this. He says, "Oh my goodness, I guess the 67th round of the antibiotic," he really didn't say it that way, he just said the new antibiotic worked finally. And she goes, "Well, I don't know how it could because I didn't take it." He goes, "What are you talking about?" She said, "No, I talked to this guy in Jacksonville. I won't tell you who that is. But he instructed me that I had to give up all sugar and grain, and this is the way I was supposed to eat. I would eat high-fat meats like eggs and steak, and I'm completely over the infection now just because of that." And this is what the doctor said. His reply was, "Oh, yeah, I know about that. I do that with my patients all the time." And she was real clever, and she responded. She said, "Well, you didn't do it with me." And I kind of laughed at the way she told the story. But you understand what she's saying. So in the situation that you're in, we got to find some reasonable way that we're going to fix this. Now, I'm just going to try to give you the simplest solution that I can on something that you can do like right now. There is a product that I use for UTIs called Albaplex. And I love it. You got nothing to lose by trying it, but usually I'll give 2 capsules every hour or waking hour of the day for several days to try to get over it. But if your bowels are the issue right now, what I'm going to recommend is, could you start giving your wife maybe a cup of aloe vera juice a day just to help soothe and start the repair process? The other thing is, vitamin A is called vitamin A for one reason. It's the anti-infective vitamin. But the lining of her bowels and her ability to resist infection, if she's low in vitamin A, it could be a little bit of a problem. Now, you get vitamin A when you eat carrots and you have collard greens and you eat pomegranates and you have sweet potatoes. That sort of makes sense. And so she probably likes those foods anyway, but you got to deprive her of sugar. The reason I told you the story about the B12, I know what I want. I want the doctor to prescribe one injection, maybe it's just 1 cc of what's called vitamin B12. There's a form called methylcobalamin. It works pretty well. Every day for 2 weeks. And you know what? Normally, the liver holds, and I know this is going to sound crazy when I say it, the liver holds about a 3 to 6 year supply of B12 when you're an adult. But what if you completely run out and you're depleted and you're deficient and exhausted? This is where a shot of B12 will work, but you got to give a lot of them because there's a lot. You got to fill up her gas tank with B12 in order for them to work. Now, if you can't get the doctor to give B12, there are traveling nurses that are called infusionists. And man, I love them. When I say love, I mean kind of a phileo or agape love. But if you can get an infusionist to come to the house, they can give your wife B12 shots all day long, as much as your wife needs. And you know what the benefit is? Your wife starts to come back to herself, where she starts having greater strength. And you know how motivating that would be if she felt so much stronger? And so if you could give your wife a little bit of aloe vera juice every day. And the other thing that I'm going to just throw it out there, My guess is with UTIs that don't go well and bowel issues like diarrhea where you lose fluids, most likely, sir, she's really dehydrated right now. And so if you called an infusionist, they could come to your home right now and they could give her an IV of liquids. They could give her vitamin B12. And you know what? You might have a new wife tomorrow. I don't really mean like, you know, made brand new, like 16 again. But if she starts coming back to life and goes, oh my goodness, this is turning me around, it's saving my life, this could be a godsend, an answer to your prayers. So when you have diarrhea, the first thing is you got to cut out the sugar and the grain. If I had my way, I would give her more of a high-fat diet. That could be eggs. It could be an omelet. I know that you have a steak in your freezer right now just ready to be seared in butter in a cast-iron skillet, right?
Absolutely.
Do you know what? Have you ever heard of bone broth?
Yes.
You could go to almost any health food store today if you don't have any in your possession. And you could purchase the frozen variety, which I think is the way that they really keep it preserved and fresh. And you could just gently thaw it and heat it up, and she could sip on. And, you know, let's start off easy. What if we just give her 2 tablespoons of bone broth that's warm? Now we're going to start to repair the gut. If she's dehydrated, man, do I love coconut water. Coconut water has got to be one of the most amazing things I've ever seen before. And so you could give her those things. But we've got to get her strength back and rebuild her. So these are some of the ideas. Now, I do like the use of probiotics. I'm not trying to say they always work like you like. But the first step is you got to try to find out where's the greatest area of the weakness. Does she have primarily a bowel problem now as a side effect from taking the antibiotics? Or does she have like a combination of pretty severe B12 deficiency? And I realize I'm choosing that one because anytime that you have these issues, I always think, well, what is the top water-soluble vitamin that helps rejuvenate the nervous system and protects your circulatory system? See, without B12, your bone marrow cannot make enough white blood cells to go to the area of the infection and respond appropriately. That's kind of why I told you the story about the woman that had Alzheimer's. See, the woman with Alzheimer's, could she make any decisions to improve her health? Heck no. If you say, ma'am, would you like a B? She didn't have any ability to do that. Now, here's the punchline. The man told me he found out later that that doctor that was there at the nursing home, he was a neurologist. He was there to see another person. I thought, now there you go. What does a neurologist do? He thinks about, how am I going to get the nervous system stronger? Thus, the B12 injections, but it was 14 a day. If you will call me, and I don't mind giving you my phone number, if you'll call me at my office, I will give you a name of the infusionist if you're interested, okay?
And so, I have your phone number.
Okay, then. Call me, and I'll give you her name. And now the ball's in your court. And so you have to decide what decisions are you going to make that are in your wife's best interest. And let me just ask you this. Is she in a good position to make good decisions about her health right now?
She's still very active.
Well, I mean, but is she one to say, husband of mine, I really want you to help me start walking every day?
Answer. Can you answer him?
Yes.
Okay, so what we got to do is we got to start. You've heard Albert Einstein's favorite quote, the definition of insanity. It's doing the same things over and over again and getting the same result, but you're expecting somehow magically it's going to work out different. So we got to do something different than you're doing now. Now, the next thing that I'm going to really try to sell you hard on, and you have the right to refuse anything I'm saying, but you would be so foolish and heartbroken if you did. How's that for a setup? The most nutrient-dense food on the planet that will start to turn her around is liver and onions. And I know what she's thinking right now. She's thinking, Dr. Morgan, you're brilliant. I have never heard such great advice in my life to eat liver and onions. Is that what she's saying right now?
We had liver and onions last week.
Good. You might want to give that to her twice a week. The other thing, anytime that there's infections and weakness of the bowel, you got to get out in the sunshine. So today is going to be a perfect day. It's beautiful outside. It's just gorgeous. The sky is amazing. God created all of that, didn't he?
Absolutely.
So right now, she's got a problem with her bowels are inflamed. That's where the aloe vera is going to come in. Coconut water, is going to play a role in helping correct some of her dehydration. If she could start eating a little bit of sauerkraut, especially the kind called, the raw sauerkraut that you buy refrigerated at the health food store or the supermarket, that's going to start benefiting her greatly by helping to heal and nourish and add beneficial microbes back to her body that she's probably so desperately lost because of the overdose of the antibiotics. Or maybe the antibiotics were the right dose, but they wrecked her gut in the process of trying to fix the UTI. Now, by the way, is she over the UTI?
The doctor said she was.
Does her urine still have a little bit of an odor to it? Because if it does, she's not. And the next question that I would have is how do we know she's over it? Would you say for the most part that she feels a little bit weak and exhausted and tired?
She can answer that. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's take off in a different direction, but I've given you kind of a starting point, and I really hope that I've been helpful. And I can tell you right now, there's a ton of other stuff we can do, but it's just kind of hard to cover all of it on the radio. But thank you so much for your phone call, sir.
Well, thank you so much for the...
You're welcome. I hate it that she's not feeling great. But we just got to ask ourselves the question, what is the most positive thing that we can do to get her and also you in a good place? And, can I make one more comment before I go, sir?
Yes.
I actually have a concern for you, but not in a bad way. Because, number one, I don't want you to be in a position where you're exhausted also and you're worn down. And because you're going to get to the end of yourself also if that's all you're doing all day long. So there's a lot of room for participation. I remember one time that I was really, really in a bad place with an illness, and I had somebody tell me, get up and get moving. And you know what? I needed to hear that. And I respect that. But that's just the way this is. We're going to have to do something different. And so I've given you kind of like a starting point as an outline. But my concern is also equally for you being able to maintain the quality of your health and having a great lifestyle and a great life. But you got a challenge right now. And I'm rooting for you, buddy.
Thank you. Did you hear her stomach rolling then?
I thought that was a garbage truck driving by running over some trash cans. I'm joking.
No, it was a volcano.
Well, when you say the word volcano, I think about this exploding eruption. Never mind. All right. Well, thank you very much for your phone call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. The phone number here at the station is 903-586-5257. If you want to join me and call in and ask a question or make a comment. But I can tell you right now, if you don't like the quality of your health, if you got a problem, we're just going to have to run toward figuring it out. I think one of the things that I tell people when they come in, they may, I'm not trying to make a joke out of this. What if a person says, Dr. Morgan, I have chronic migraine headaches, and I have a sore throat, and my teeth hurt, and I have sinus problems, and my ears are popping and clogged up all the time, and I have a stiff neck, and then my heart's upset, and I'm taking 25 medications. Well, you know where I'm going with this. Sometimes what you have to do is you have to figure out, okay, what's our starting point? And it's good to be able to lay out every problem that you have. But in a short, limited period of time, you may have to just actually I'm sorry, I paused. I can't figure out how this phone works. I'm trying to make it work right. Anyway, so, but you've got to identify what is the one starting point, or where's the place where we can start to change and modify this for the better and get the person stronger. Good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good, Dr. Morgan. I wanted to see what you could tell us about NMN supplements.
Well, what are they?
They help with your NR and your NADT levels.
Can you actually convert those letters into words for me, please?
Well, I'd have to go back to the internet and look at it.
Let me help for memory loss
and overall.
Well, let me break it. Let me ask it a little bit different question. What exactly are the ingredients in these supplements? Because if I know what the ingredients are, then now I've got a language to speak to say, okay, now I know what they're doing. This, why are they doing it? What are the ingredients?
Well, I'd have to look it up. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's all right. Tell me this. Do you have some type of hope or expectation because you're searching for answers where you want to help yourself and you came across this information and you said, hey, I wonder if this could help? Is that it?
Yes.
Well, I dig that. I give you a compliment. You're a good girl. Well, what are you wanting to accomplish, or what are you hoping the supplements will do to help either you or somebody that you love?
Well, we learned about it from a friend who's trying to help his father that has Alzheimer's. And someone a doctor or a scientist that he ran into recommended NMN powder.
Can I make a joke just for a second? It's a bad
sure.
joke. I've been doing this for 32 years. I've never run into a scientist yet. I'm hoping one day I can run into a scientist so I can ask him some scientific questions. But anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, he suggested that there's been some good results with NMN.
Oh, listen, I'm all for it,
but
lay them out for me. Where are the results? Where was the study done? I want to read it.
Yeah, I'll have to research it, I guess. And be
that's like a, that's like a guy that told me the other day. He said, Dr. Morgan, 100% of all the people that are dying in the hospitals here in Tyler, and I mean all of them, they haven't been vaccinated. And I told him, baloney. You can believe that and you can say that, but just because you say it doesn't make it true. And, you know, I countered with him. I said, okay, then all the nurses that work at the hospital and all the doctors that have told me personally, it's 50-50. And what I suggested was, why is the entire staff of the hospital telling me when I ask them, half of the deaths are unvaccinated and half are vaccinated? So somewhere in there, we got to find the truth. And so, is this by chance a multi-level company that's selling this product?
No, I don't think so. You can, I mean, I've looked at different methods of buying it on the internet. My husband's trying to find it on the internet right now.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I don't have a laptop here in front of me, but what's the product called? And I'll look it up.
Okay, let me see if I can find it for you.
Oh, sure.
Oh, wait a minute. So there's a company called Alive by Science.
Alive by Science.
And they have sublingual powder, pure NMN.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to have a go at this real quick. No, keep talking. You're making my job easy.
Okay.
Alive by Science. You know what I was going to say? My quote today is, I'm alive by God.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do this right here. Alive by Science. Okay, pure NMN sublingual powder. Okay. Let me click on their website. Now, I'm not trying to make a joke by saying this, but this morning I was reading about a type of, it's a substance they measure when they do a cholesterol profile. It's called HDL. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
Well, I was reading about, and they were showing that when HDL is like the number 25 in a man, then he literally has four times as much risk of a heart attack or heart damage as somebody whose HDL is at 40. Now, the next article I came across, and so just take this all with a grain of salt. This is not my recommendation. It was saying that men that drink a lot of alcoholic beverages like beer, they have a higher HDL. Well, I was going to say, just because that may not actually be the best plan, to drink a 12-pack a day, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm looking at it. I'm looking. I haven't gotten to any...
There's nothing
that has ingredients yet. Okay.
It stands for nicotinamide mononucleotide.
Yeah, and those all come... For example, have you ever heard of B vitamins being essential for life?
Yes.
Okay. I went through a phase back in the 90s where I used a lot of these nicotinamides and NAD and NADH. And I'm just being honest with you. I really couldn't tell any great results one way or the other. And, you know, I may be pretty low-tech, but I'm pretty good about asking people, okay, how's your energy levels now? And they go, well, there's no change. And so when I realized this, but it's degraded nicotinamide, which is a B vitamin. Anyway, I've tried these in the past. I'm just giving you my opinion. I don't know that I've seen a lot, but I'm gonna go ahead and try to study this issue a little bit more since you asked. But the bottom line is, are y'all wanting to assist somebody that has either cognitive decline or some type of neurological decay or memory loss or dementia or Alzheimer's?
Yes, my father does.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a book, I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's called The Cure for Alzheimer's, and he goes through about 37 or 36 different reasons why. And of course, just like I told the gentleman earlier, if somebody that has Alzheimer's or dementia, if they went to a medical doctor and they had their vitamin B12 levels tested, well, what if they come in at the number 243? Well, I came across a study that showed there's no way that you can reverse memory loss if it's that low. And that's just my point. You got to have B12 to rejuvenate the nervous system. And there's about 35 other reasons. Just like, you know what a doctor would do if this was 1970 to evaluate your... Did you say your father or father-in-law?
My father.
Okay. If you took your father to a neurologist back in 1970, and you said, I'm really concerned about my father, he's not remembering, he's repeating the same things over and over and has no recollection, that he asked me the same questions 15 seconds earlier, or he doesn't remember this or that, the neurologist, to test his brain, would do this. He would say, have your father stand on one leg with his eyes closed for 30 seconds. Let's see if he can do it. And you can do it yourself when I get off the phone with you. Don't do it right now. But if a person cannot stand on one leg with their eyes closed for 30 seconds, that's an indication, or one factor is they don't have enough brain cells to service their legs and their feet to hold them erect and upright against gravity. Now, I know that's an oversimplification, but that's one of the ways that I've seen people greatly, greatly improve when it comes to memory and brain issues is, number one, you got to give the body a reason to grow new brain cells. And to me, I always throw the most weight behind that. So if a person exercises every day, and then number two, they do things to improve their balance, and number three, if they read every day, and number four, if they write notes cursively with their right hand or left hand, then we can start stimulating the brain to grow new brain cells. Have you ever heard of that before?
Well, certainly I do know that trying to activate, you know, exercise your brain is good.
Exactly. Yes, you got my point. And so when you exercise your brain, you give it a reason to replace old damaged brain cells with new brain cells. I think that's a brilliant comment you made. And so what you have here, I know you've already figured this out, but if you have a father that's not exercising and he's not reading new information every day to learn, and he doesn't write with his right hand, and his balance is poor, it's going to be really, really hard under those circumstances to get a supplement to work. It really is. Does that make sense?
Yes, really, it does.
I hope I'm not coming across as harsh. I'm just trying to say, okay, what's really going to work here?
Well, then my another question would be, well, what about, say, myself and my future health? How can I prevent memory loss and dementia?
Well, I'm going to go on a slightly different track, but I'm telling you, I'm quoting it straight from the research. In the year 1998, there was an epidemiologist, a medical doctor, and an expert on aging. He's a gerontologist. His name is Dr. Hugh Fundenberg. But one or the other. But he was interviewed by a very prestigious newsletter called the Johns Hopkins Newsletter. And in the interview, they asked him a question about aging and Alzheimer's or dementia. And they asked him specifically about a vaccine that's called the flu vaccine. I don't know if you've ever heard of a flu vaccine. I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, yeah.
But what he said was, and he quoted, he said, there's a 700 to 800% increase in the development of Alzheimer's later in life if you get 3 or maybe 4 consecutive flu shots. And so I know you understand what I'm saying. So Dr. Fundenberg's saying, hey, you know what? Something's going to give you 7 to 8 times the risk of developing Alzheimer's is getting 3 to 4 flu vaccines. Now, do you know what the word full or the phrase full disclosure means? That means when you go to the grocery store and they got everybody lined up taking flu shots or saying, hey, we'll give them for $25 or for free. They don't tell you, say, now we got to warn you. If you take this, there's a 700 to 800% increased risk of you developing Alzheimer's. Now, do you want Alzheimer's, ma'am? Do you want Alzheimer's, sir? I've never heard him say that.
Exactly.
The last gentleman that I saw walk up to the table, I did not say the word Walmart here, okay? That's not what I'm saying. But all the nurses at the table, they said, sir, come up here and get your flu shot. And you know what? I watched this older gentleman. It took him 3 minutes to make it from 10 feet away over to the table to get his flu shot. And he shuffled so slow, and he was so fragile, I thought to myself, oh, my goodness. You notice I'm really holding back right now. I'm not telling you what I really think.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it was very, very disturbing to me. And I thought to myself, actually, let me hold back on that comment. So that's one factor right there. So the reason I told you about reading, it has been shown over and over again, and this is just going to be my opinion. You don't have to accept it all. But I'm going to tell you right now, God knows exactly what he's doing. Oh, my goodness, does he know what he's doing? You know that passage in the book of James that says, count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you fall into various trials. I'm thinking to myself, really? But you know what? When you have a challenging situation that forces you to go, what am I going to do about this? I need to pray. And you know what? A little bit later in the book of James, it says this, if anyone lacks wisdom, let them pray. And I'm thinking to myself, that's exactly 100% of 7.7 billion people should be praying that prayer, starting with Roy Morgan, because I lack wisdom. And so if you have a challenging situation, it's not necessarily bad. It's designed to help you to grow and to get better. So when you have a challenge set before you, it's your responsibility to decide, what am I going to do with this? And so if you see the writing on the wall and your dad's prone to Alzheimer's, what are you going to do to prevent that? If you don't read every day or study, that's your choice. But you're not giving your body any reason to regrow new brain cells to replace the old damaged ones. And plus, also, it's a concept called neuroplasticity. That means your body adapts to stress, and what you really want here is you want to really enforce and feed and nourish all those neural connections from your brain all the way down to your feet. And how do you do that? You got continual sources of stress where you got to study and learn. So if you write cursively or print with every day, that's a good benefit. if you actually study every day. So you can do the balance test yourself. I can tell you what, I love those wobble boards. They work over and over again. A wobble board is like a disc that you stand on, and it's hard to get your balance. But guess who benefits? You do. And so if you exercise every day, we haven't even talked about diet yet, but I'll just kind of break it down and tell you simply. If you want to screw up the brain of any human being on the earth, you got to start giving them things that deplete them of all their brain nutrients and starve their brain cells of nutrition. That would be called alcoholic beverages. When you start consuming above 24 ounces of coffee a day, I think you're losing nutrients faster than you can replenish them, so that's not good. But number one on the list is going to be sugar.
Yeah.
Now, I don't care if you have sugar, if it comes from blueberries or raspberries, or like last week I talked about cherries. Those are things that actually feed your body. And if you like, I tell you what, this is going to sound crazy, but it's true. When I look at research on people that smoke a pack of cigarettes a day for 20 years, would you care to guess that adds to the quality of their life, or does it diminish their life by a number of years?
Definitely diminish.
Yeah, and I think the average is right at about 5 years. I think if you smoke two packs a day like my father did, it takes about 7 years off your life. But the Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and I want to say the article was published or it came forth in the journal in the June of this year. So June was what, 5 months ago, give or take? And so they showed that people that consistently take fish oil every day, they add about 5 years of quality life to their life. And I'm going, you know what? That's pretty powerful research right there. And so you tell me, do you want to take cod liver oil every day? You know what cod liver oil is? It's food for your brain. Just like if you drink a cup of green tea or two cups of green tea. I hate to tell you this, but I got to be honest. Dark chocolate has been shown to have flavonoids that are good for your brain. Now, I know that you don't like me saying that, but as your physician, I demand you start eating dark chocolate, because rumor on the street is women don't like it. But you need to do what's good for you, okay?
I'll give it a try.
Thank you. I knew you could do it. And so, but you see where I'm coming from. You got to avoid the things that are toxic to the brain. You just have to.
Yes.
I know I'm just giving you like a small smattering, but does it sort of make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
What else?
What else? Oh, yeah. You've been very patient with me. Thanks for letting me kind of roll on that topic.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope you'll have a great weekend, and God bless you.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. All right. There's a phone line once again open. You're listening to Health Essentials. I'm Dr. Morgan. The phone number is 903-586-5257. I can tell you this. There's lots of ways to learn, but you know the way that I'm very acquainted with? Pain and failure. Oh, boy. They are great teachers. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you today?
Oh, I need a little advice.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was Monday I got that stomach bug with the vomiting diarrhea.
Oh, no.
Not fun.
No, I don't want you suffering from dehydration.
Okay. Since then, I did the BRAT thing, you know, with the rice and everything to try to help it out once I got over it. But since then, I've been eating rice and soup and, you know, bland stuff. And
I'm going to make one modification right off the bat.
Okay.
When you have like a fresh bowl of jasmine rice in front of you and it looks delicious, I'm going to force you against your will to put salt on it.
Oh, okay.
Because you've lost a lot of your electrolytes, most likely, and salt is what's going to help turn it around. And then the next thing that I'm going to force you against your will to do is you're going to go to the refrigerator and you're going to pull some butter out. And you're going to put as much butter as you reasonably can without breaking any nutrition laws. Right. But if you'll do just those two modifications, I think there will be a vast improvement.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, because I've been eating such a bland diet, we ate steak last night and baked potato and everything. But then this morning I had diarrhea and I was like, oh, I guess that wasn't it wasn't time
no,
to do that yet.
I really don't know that I want to say that right there, so don't be hard on yourself. But we just got to find a way to kind of turn this around.
Yes.
One
but
thing,
I've had stomach issues that I, it seems like I've had it for quite a while. I mean, even before the
well, and you're just kind of, yeah, and you're just kind of saying, you know, long before I had the stomach bug, maybe my stomach wasn't in great shape to begin with.
Right, because I had fever blisters and I was trying to get rid of those.
Do you eat nuts?
Yes.
Stop it. The reason I'm saying was that too harsh? No, the reason I'm saying that is nuts have a very high level of arginine. And so they can kind of imbalance your lysine levels. And so if you're getting fever blisters, that means you got a pretty big imbalance. Now, the lady at the nursing home the other day, she told the pastor that he was free to eat all the nuts in the bowl because she had already sucked all the chocolate off of them. Because I think she did. No. Now, that's horrible. I bet you saw that coming, didn't you?
Yes, I
and
did.
So that's a bad joke. Never mind. But what I want is, I want you to just lay off the nuts. And what I really want you to focus on is a more meat and vegetable diet as you can tolerate it. But right now, if I had to give you like some solutions, I'd say you might want to take a close look at coconut water.
Okay.
And if you were my mother, I would force you at gunpoint. That's just a joke. I wouldn't do that. But I would encourage you to drink either some aloe vera juice, and then you really need bone broth. You need to start saturating the lining of your gut with the nutrients that are going to help it repair.
Okay.
Now, there are many studies, and some of them are based on work in orphanages in India where kids get an outbreak of horrible dysentery. Now, if you say dysentery, I would say that's the word diarrhea and volcano mixed together.
Right.
And it's just bad. But in one particular study from an orphanage, all they did was give zinc. And after a short period, the dysentery, the volcanic diarrhea went away. And so,
I've been taking zinc.
Next time, let's do without zinc to see if we can make it 100 times worse. Are you willing to do that experiment? No, I'm just joking.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't do that. But one thing that I want to tell you, and just as an additional note, it may be that what you're dealing with is you still have some toxic effects of maybe the infection or the virus, okay?
Yes.
I have no problem saying that. One thing that I want you to consider today is if you went to the store, I don't know if you can, maybe your husband or somebody can go for you if you don't feel safe. When I say safe, I mean not close enough to a restroom. That's what I mean.
Right.
I don't mean you're going to be attacked by zombies with chainsaws. That's not what I mean safe.
Right.
But if somebody could go to the store, if you can't do it, they're looking for what's called activated charcoal. Charcoal.
Now, can you get that at Walmart or do a health food?
I think yes, but I don't want you to waste a trip to the store if everything's pretty dicey. So I know for a fact you can buy it at any of the health food stores. Which is the largest city you live close to?
I'm in Mineola.
Oh, I've heard Mineola is a very sophisticated place to live.
Absolutely.
I knew it. So wherever you can go to find some activated charcoal, that may be a game changer for you, like starting now. And so if you take the charcoal, let the charcoal soak up all the poison from the infection. And yeah, it'll turn your stool black, but who cares?
Right.
if you feel good, you're not going to worry about it. The other thing that can work with bad diarrhea is a substance called carob powder. And carob, or you can get carob chips, but sometimes the carob chips are like low with sugar, like, what would you think if I said you need to eat 25 Hershey Kisses over the next hour in order to get well? That's about what the carob would taste like. Wait, I wasn't recommending that. Did I hear you write that down?
Yes.
But you can get carob, and I've done this many times over the years. I'll tell a person, just like you did, make the rice, put salt and butter, and then put like a spoonful of carob powder, which gives you kind of a chocolatey looking rice. you might like that. And so if you did that, carob is really, really good
at helping to assist the reasons why you got diarrhea and then correcting it so it can be a done deal. I know what you really, really want as a girl. You want to have a well-formed bowel movement and be happy about it, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, because I want to be well before Thanksgiving.
Is that because they're serving some old potato salad? You want to try? Don't do it. Yeah, I want you to be well as in today also. So
yes.
When you're there, go ahead and get yourself some refrigerated sauerkraut that's raw. Start healing the gut. Bone broth is a great idea, but you need to get the charcoal. Now, I'm just telling you what I would do. You do whatever you feel like is best, but if it were me, knowing what I know, I think I'd either take 7 or 8 capsules minimum of the charcoal. And if swallowing capsules is an issue, no big deal. Just pull the capsule apart and dump it in a glass of water. Now, what color is the water going to be if you dump charcoal in it?
I think I'd rather do the capsules.
Well, I can tell you this. I have given it to kids so many times when they're sick, they don't complain about it. There's really no taste to it.
Oh, okay.
It's just, how about we put a blindfold on and you pretend it's clear water?
Yes.
Okay, whatever you got to do. But if you would do that on an empty stomach probably twice a day, I think you'll tell me that you're really, really in a good place. Now, do you think that you're actually getting better, or do you think that maybe you still got a little bit of the infection?
I think I still have a little bit of the infection.
Well, do these things right here, and let's see if we can get you to a better place.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
All right. I sure appreciate it.
I sure hope I helped you.
I'm sure it will.
Now,
if you
call my office in the next 30 minutes when I run by there to drop some books off and I hear complaining about the color of the water, I'm going to ignore those and erase those messages right away.
Yes.
No, thank you very much. I'm really rooting
thank
for you.
I appreciate it.
Okay,
all right,
bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All righty. I think there's a few moments left in the program, maybe about 6 minutes, give or take. If you want to call me on the air, the phone number is 903-586-5257. If you don't want to call me, then let me start loading you up with some information, okay? You know what? One of the quotes that just kind of popped in my mind, have you ever heard it said before? And I don't even know who the author is. I'm sure it's somebody like really, really smart. If you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes truth. Well, you know how you can apply that. But just because a person says that and believes that doesn't make it so. Good morning. How are you today?
I've been better, but my question today is about BPH, benign prostatic hyperplasia, and I have a vastly overgrown prostate, which has actually grown up into my bladder, and I didn't know it, but probably for over a decade I've had a bladder that's retaining probably half a liter whenever I feel like I'm done urinating.
Oh my goodness.
And
I feel for you, buddy.
Well, I'm looking at having a reduction surgery to reduce the size of the prostate. And I don't know if, and I've had, I've been self-cathing for 5 months.
What was that you said? I didn't catch that.
Self-catheterizing in order to not have urinary retention.
See, I thought you said the word caffeine. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, yeah, self-catheterizing,
yeah.
Sorry.
No,
and,
you got it.
And the problem with that, besides it being inconvenient, I really don't mind it that well, that much. A couple times a day, taking 10 minutes to do that doesn't matter that much. But what does matter is UTIs. And I've had one in September and then another I'm just getting over right now. So I'm looking at a trip to the urologist pretty soon, and we're going to discuss a surgery that we had talked about earlier. And
are you going to ask what his success rate is with men in a similar circumstance such as yours?
Well, I want to avoid the surgery. That's why I'm calling you.
How long has this been a problem?
Well, that's the problem. It's probably been a problem for going on 2 decades. But I mean, not.
Oh boy.
I didn't know that the the prostate had gotten that big. But
I know what hindsight means, but in hindsight, what would you say is the first clue that you might have an issue with your prostate or your bladder?
Well, it was difficulty urinating, and also I began having bowel problems.
The prostate can become so swollen it can push in the bowels too.
How
do you think a doctor does a prostate exam? He inserts his fingers in the colon and feels it.
Right, and yeah, there's a traffic jam down there because also I have a huge bladder. I mean, I have.
I guess so. I guess over time we can stretch it out. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, and so I don't know, but what surgery is my only option at this point. But if you have any golden bullets
okay. Number one, I am not God. I cannot cast. I cannot speak out a word and say, "Let thy prostate be healed." If I can't do that, and so here's the problem, and I'm not saying this to make you feel bad, but you're 20 years into this without taking maybe the right steps to correct it. Now, I'm not faulting or blaming you, so I'm going to try to be very delicate how I say this. Have you watched videos on YouTube on how to massage a prostate?
I have not.
Okay, then there's your clue. Have you ever watched videos on what's called a sitz bath? S-I-T-Z.
Yeah, sitz bath. Yeah, I know about sitz bath.
Do you do them?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, I want you to know a little bit more about them then, where you actually do them.
Okay. They help with shrink the prostate.
Yeah. Okay. That is the very reason why I'm bringing that up. Okay. I'm not telling you about a sitz bath because I want your prostate to become larger, or your bladder to become larger. So anyway, I hope that's self-evident to you. Number next. If I gave you my guess right now, I would guess that you have a raging infection in your prostate that's never been dealt with. That's what I think. And the thing of it is, you can go to the neurologist and you can say, could you please capture some prostate fluid and culture it and see if I'm harboring infection, and that's the cause of all this. Now, I'm telling you this stuff to help you. You need to get a culture of your prostate fluid ASAP. That way you can make an informed decision about what your health choices are. Now, you've heard the phrase, we just don't have time, I'm sorry, but you've heard the phrase, if the only tool you have is a hammer, then everything has got to be a nail. And that's kind of what you're describing to me in a kind of backwards way, but I appreciate that. But right now, I just don't have any more time in the program, and I apologize. And I can tell you right now, I am very sympathetic to your cause. I would love to help you, but your topic is going to require significant time to flesh out each and every point. So I would recommend to you, when you go to the doctor, you can go to any doctor you want and say, I know this is, you know, I don't know if you do this every day, but I need a prostate fluid examination and cultured for the overgrowth of toxic bacteria that's causing my prostate to be 10 times larger than what it should be. If you do that, you're going to be really happy you did. Okay?
I'll be taking doxycycline for the next 14 days, next 12 days. When should I get the culture?
Before then.
Before then?
Yeah, now.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope I helped. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I think I went over slightly. I'm sure nobody cares. I hope everybody has like a wonderful weekend. May the Lord bless you in every way. And I'm telling you right now, it's okay to ask questions. I saw the quote that a person sent me about in a doctor's office. I have a medical degree and Google doesn't. And I'm going, okay, but here's the deal. When someone's trying to help themselves, it's really okay if they do research to figure it out. Because sometimes when a person goes to a doctor, they don't get any advice at all other than just 5 minutes of taking notes and a 2-minute prescription for everything. What you need is information. So if you've got like a prostate that's the size of Kansas, we might want to do a culture to see if the root cause of it is you have a chronic infection of an organism called Klebsiella pneumoniae. And the bacteria is so toxic, it's releasing its waste, and the prostate has no choice
but to enlarge and swell to the size of Kansas. And I feel for you, but we got to address the cause of the problem. If we don't do that, we can't get well.